The Idaho 4 Book Summary and Analysis. Chapter 1, Shadows Over Moscow. In the quiet, wood-fringed college town of Moscow, Idaho, the rhythms of student life at the University of Idaho unfolded like any other fall semester. The air carried the scent of pine and promise, and for four students living in an off-campus rental house on King Road, Kaylee Gunkalves, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, it was a time of youthful energy, academic pursuits, and the deep intimacy of college friendship. The house was lively, known among peers as a place of warmth and connection. Their lives, though varied in personal ambition and background, intersected at the common node of campus life and shared laughter. But underneath the surface of this picturesque collegiate town, a threat loomed, silent, calculating, and closer than anyone imagined. As the students planned for finals, holidays, and futures beyond the university, they were unaware that a man had been watching them. Not out of love or friendship, but through a dark and methodical obsession. A graduate student in criminology named Brian Koberger, attending Washington State University in neighboring Pullman, was building a worldview shaped by detachment, analysis, and a growing fixation with control. The author explores how his interest in criminal behavior